Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Sage.
To start off, did you meet Grandpa here in Wausau?
I did. We aren't real sure on where we first met. Your grandpa and I had a lot of friends in common, and in those days, we spent a lot of time in places called beer bars, where we danced a lot and drank beer, only beer.
Do you remember what your first impression of him was?
Turk was always a very kind, smiley guy.
Do you remember that your first date, or how many times it took for you to say yes?
Yes, I do remember that well, because I knew him for a number of years, and then one day he asked me if I would go out, and I said no, that I was busy. And then he always seemed to be showing up wherever I was, but that didn't seem unnatural to me because he was just always around. These things went on for months. I think from the first time he asked me, then the second, and then in the meantime, I moved into an apartment with four other girls, and we all were friends. And Turk included, was always included with our group. And one day, one of my roommates told me I was a fool if I did not go out with him, because he really wanted to take me out. Well, I had been dating a different friend of his. That guy and I decided we were going to call it quits. We would still be friends. Unbeknown to me, that guy had told Turk that he should try one more time to ask me out. And so when he called and my roommate said I was a fool not to go with them, Turk called and said, "It's my birthday on Saturday. Can I take you out to dinner?" So I said yes.
That is sweet. What changed that made you want to keep going on dates with him once you met him?
We had a really nice time at dinner and talked about a lot of things and came back to the apartment after. He was such a gentleman. I guess he always was, but this time I guess it meant a lot more because we were actually on a date. And when he walked me to the door, he leaned over, gave me a quick kiss and said, "Could we go tomorrow to my hockey game? Would you go with me?" And I said yes. And I went in the house where my roommates were and I said, "I'm going to marry that man someday."
Oh, do you remember how long you guys were together before he proposed?
We went out on his birthday, February 2nd, 1963. August 2nd, 1963, we went back to the restaurant, which was Lomar Supper Club, and he was always nervous. He'd go and check his suit coat, and then we went out to the car to go, and he leaned over and showed me the ring and asked me if I would marry him.
Were you expecting that at all?
I was not expecting it at all, and of course I said yes.
Oh, good. Do you think there's anything Grandpa would want me and Bridger to know since he has gotten dementia and he can't really tell us himself?
I know Grandpa would love for you to know how much he loved you. When I talk about you guys to him, he always has a smile once he can get on the train of thought that I'm on.
Is there anything you would change or any advice you would give to me and my brother?
I would hope that someday you each could find the kind of marriage that Grandpa and I had. We grew together we just did everything together.
Thank you for talking with me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Sage.